Tips from the Top Floor, number 75, November 28th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Look, up in the sky. What is that?
Why they look like tips.
Why, they are tips. They're
tips from the top floor.
This is Tom Wiles, a.k.a. Trucker Tom from West Fork, Arkansas, and you're listening to Chris Marquardt on Tips from the Top Floor.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Thank you, Trucker Tom, for that greeting. Check out his Trucker Travels podcast at truckerphoto.blogspot.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of Tips from the Top Floor. And on the news today, we have something about camera tossing. This is really strange. Steve Ross and Darren Collins both have, independently of each other, sent me an email and pointed me to some very interesting blog where people meet and what they basically do is something that I consider quite dangerous for their cameras. But hey, well, they get quite astonishing results doing that. They set their cameras to self-timer mode, and right before it does the exposure, they toss it in the air. And that's especially interesting during long exposures during nighttime. It makes very organic, interesting pictures. But hey, if you try that at home, please make sure you do whatever it takes to protect your camera, or use a cheap one for that, or I don't know. I wouldn't toss my digital SLR in the air. And I'll put a link to that blog in the show notes. Okay, about a week ago I did an announcement on the Tips from the Top Floor forum. It was an announcement that I would announce something. And the speculations about this have gone really high. Let me read a couple of those to you. Someone asked if I would give digital cameras away to all the forum members. Nope. Or if I found a prize at the bottom of one of my boxes of Pop-Tarts. Mm-mm. If I would turn Tips on the Top Floor into a book, no. If I'd bring out a Tips from the Top Floor Christmas album, I wish. If the Tips from the Top Floor mug would be on the ISS and a picture taken there with the mug for the roaming Tips from the Top Floor mug series, but no, that's not gonna happen too. And last but not least, that was probably one of the best ones. If there would be a Tips from the Top Floor musical with Barbara Streisand leading the cast and a closing song titled Happy Shooting. All I can say is you guys are far off. But hey, it's only a few more days and I'll tell you. Oh, I like keeping those secrets. I'm so mean, I know. Anyway, it's assignment time again. The cow's assignment has been posted. Thank you all for submitting great pictures. If you want to check it out, it's at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/gallery. And the new assignment is titled Good Morning. So whatever is the typical good morning picture for you, go out, shoot one. It's open until, it's open until December the 3rd. That's next Saturday, I believe. Checking. Next Saturday. Yep, that's it. And yeah, just go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com. On the right-hand side, you'll find a button where you can submit your good morning picture for this assignment. And now let's get into the topic of today. It's getting cold outside. The temperatures here in Tübingen are almost constantly around freezing point now. We had our first snow, and that leads me to today's topic, winter photography. And I guess we'll hear a bit more about that over the next months. But let's get started with the first installment, how to take good pictures in snow. One of the things when you take pictures in a landscape covered in snow is that your images might turn out underexposed, with the snow being gray as opposed to being white. Now, how does that happen? Well, you know, the exposure meter in your camera might be pretty good in normal everyday situations, but as it doesn't really know what the scene shows, but merely registers the brightness of the image, there's a good chance that it gets fooled by the very bright snow. It's almost like it's being blinded and goes, whoa, wait a minute, it's too bright, I'll have to use a really short shutter speed and very, very small aperture now in order to make everything look nice. And that's where a camera, well, is likely to be fooled by the situation and gets your image too dark. Now, there's two ways to deal with that. The first is to fix things in post-processing and simply increase the image brightness until it looks okay. And that might be okay for some of your shots, but if there are shadow areas in the picture, chances are that those have been underexposed too much to allow to gracefully save them. And then, when simply turning up the brightness, you'll see quite some noise in those areas and not a lot of detail in them when trying to fix things in post-processing. And here's where the second and much more convenient way of dealing with those light situations comes in. It's our good old exposure compensation. The camera tends to underexpose in snow, then simply compensate a bit in the first place. This will get you images that are either okay right out of the box or that will only require little post-processing. The only thing that I do when shooting those kind of pictures is to closely watch the histogram. I don't really like blown out snow without any detail in it, but then sometimes I'll even have to accept that if the contrast in a sunlit snow scene is way too high. But usually, when I take pictures in snow, I have my exposure compensation set to something like +1, and that does the trick most of the time. Oh, and if you don't know what a histogram is, check back with show number 37 where I explained that in detail. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Just 4 more weeks until Christmas. Got to get some shopping done soon. You won't talk about this, you won't talk about that, you won't say where it's at. Enjoy the week, keep your camera's batteries warm and well charged during those cold days. Thanks for listening and thank you so much for being subscribed to the show. If you want me to go, you better let me know. I remember that. Leave a voicemail at 206-202-3757, that's 206-202-DSLR, or post your questions and findings on the forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. You'll also find all previous episodes there and loads more goodies, so check it out, tipsfromthetopfloor.com. This is Chris Mockwart, podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen in southern Germany. Talk to you again on Wednesday. Take care and happy shooting!